Namaste, beautiful beings, and welcome to another episode of the Neptunian Therapy. I am back with another podcast, and I've decided to talk about the duality of the sign Pisces, because I'm a Pisces myself, and I feel like we're the most misunderstood sign. I know it's a cliche, but I've experienced it during almost my whole life, and it's mostly because people ask me about this dualistic side of us and why we're the way we are, basically, and all of that. So, well, I've decided that I'm gonna try and explain it. So, let's get started. Okay, Pisces. We are the two fishes going into opposite directions. We are the cosmic mirror. We are both the animal and the divine. We represent, we rule reincarnation. We are the 12th sign. We represent completion. We're the oldest sign. And this is why we feel that sense of not belonging to this earth realm. But yes, we constantly experience these intense emotions. We're either extremely passionate or completely detached. We experience feelings of attraction and separation, suffering and bliss. But to me, Pisces is the fusion of soul and form. We're the ones who bring the expression of the soul into form. Yet, the problem with us is that this form, this body, we pursue it, we perceive it, don't mind my English because it's not my first language and I'm doing my best, we perceive it as a prison of the soul. But yet, they say that an evolved Pisces or an advanced Pisces should use Pluto's power to sever the thread between the two worlds, the two fishes, yet reunite them through the power of Venus. Because Venus is going to recognizes wholeness, and this duality has no place in its expression. But the thing that I'm asking myself is it really the key to the portal of healing to us Pisces? Do we really have to bring the two fishes together and have that fusion, or just accept the fact that one is here and the other is there on an astral plane? Also, if you are a lost person, if you are a very wounded person, try not to deal with the Pisces. Try to avoid them, leave them alone. Do not get them to become attached to you. Do not create an intimate bond with them, because what they will do is that they will get lost right into your own confusion and lose complete sense of identity, or they will see your weaknesses and they'll try to transform them for you from within, because Pisces is a selfless sign due to their highly sensitive side. They're natural healers and givers, but in the end, we all know that they'll just end up in complete despair, and it will affect them, and depending on the situation and the relationship, it could even destroy them emotionally and mentally at the end.